We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching meets, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack. Play ball!
It was a couple of weeks ago that I had Craig Way, who is the voice of the Texas Longhorns, here on Big 12 This Week. And I asked him, as the Longhorns baseball team was kind of winding down the regular season, what was their approach? Knowing that they were most likely going to host a regional, do you start kind of peeling back a little bit, looking at the big picture? And he said, you know what, listen, there's a lot to play for. They still want to get the regular season title. And they would have to do that by getting a little bit of help from K-State and then taking care of business against West Virginia. And that was certainly the case in this final weekend. So while they were chasing TCU just a couple of weeks ago, it all came together in walk-off fashion. Actually, they got walk-offs in a couple of different ways to help them out. First of all, they helped themselves this past Saturday with a walk-off win in eight innings, 12-2 over West Virginia.
A stretch from Noah Short. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Zubia swings. He'll line it in the left field. Coming in to score, the walk-off run from third base is Eric Kennedy. The Longhorns win it 12-2. The Texas Longhorns are Big 12 Conference champions.
And that all came about because K-State took care of TCU the final game of the season. They scored seven runs in the ninth inning, overcoming an 8-4 deficit for the ninth inning walk-off on their own.
The winning run at second base. Ceballos hits one deep to left.
Ceballos with the big three-run shot. That gave K-State the win over TCU, and that gave Texas the regular season championship. So that's how it all worked out. So now we find ourselves going into this weekend with a lot on the line as the Big 12 tournament taking place in Oklahoma City, and a great first night, the play-in game between Kansas and West Virginia. And this was an exciting ball game, one in which Kansas jumped right out of the gate. Number 9 Jayhawks jumped on Mountaineer pitching very early. 5 runs in the first 2 innings. Freshman shortstop Maui Ahuna came out swinging. A triple in the first inning and a 3-run homer in the second inning. In fact, we're calling it our Making It Look Natural segment. Maui Ahuna. I'll tell you, and no disrespect to Maui. I mean, his name could be one of the flavors. You've got Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer. You could add in Maui Ahuna, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm all for Natural Light Seltzer. It is the Big 12's game day necessity, and Maui was outstanding. That triple in the first inning, he had 2 triples on the day. Here was his home run.
That one is hit well to right, backing up on the track. Davis still going back, and it is gone into the bullpen. Maui Ahuna with his first home run of the year. It's a 3-run job to tear a hole in this game here in the second.
Maui making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light is crashing the party hard. Drink responsibly. All right, we've got that out of the way. I'll tell you, we have a very busy show to get to. We're going to talk more baseball. The early game on Wednesday featured Texas Tech and Baylor. We'll talk with Jeff Haxton, the voice of Texas Tech baseball. We'll get his thoughts on the Red Raiders, and they've signed their coach to a lifetime contract. Also coming up on the show, Jennifer Rocha, she is the associate head coach and pitching coach for the Oklahoma Sooner softball team, number 1 team in the country. They are hosting Washington in Super Regionals. We'll talk with her as we'll size up the competition for the Sooners, as the Huskies will provide certainly a good challenge for that team. But boy, Oklahoma just very solid. And then we've got a great matchup in Super Regionals in Stillwater, as the Oklahoma State Cowgirls softball team will be taking on the Texas Longhorns. And Mike White, the head coach of the Longhorns, was nice enough to join us. So he'll be our guest as well. A lot of things cooking here on Big 12 this week, and I appreciate you tuning in. And stick around, more coming up from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safe. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com, or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's go.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we are on Big 12 this week. The Big 12 baseball tournament is going on in Oklahoma City. And Jeff Haxton just finished up the broadcast. Texas Tech with an 11-4 win over Baylor, and he has nothing better to do than to join us for a segment on the show. How nice of you. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, Bill. Always my pleasure, man. What's up?
Well, I'm excited for this weekend. I think it's going to be a great series. Obviously, we got softball and in Super Regionals, and now obviously the Big 12 baseball tournament. But a great start for the Red Raiders. Their 11-4 win over Baylor, and they didn't waste any time. Drew Baker with a home run to lead off the bottom of the first inning, and then things just got better from there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's fun to watch these guys play. And today was a great sign because lately starting series have been an issue for Texas Tech, but that's been like the only issue. They're just not sharp on some Fridays or in some cases Thursday, like you lost to Kansas. You know, just make some mistakes, a lot of mental errors, but they were so sharp today. Mason Montgomery only pitches five innings, strikes out 11. That's the most strikeouts in a Big 12 tournament for a Texas Tech player since 2010. So 11 years, I guess you got a minus one of those. So let's just say 10 years. And he only did it in five innings. So he was tremendous. And then our offense has gotten really fun to watch, Bill. They are scoring a lot of runs, and I think they're starting to hit their stride. Oklahoma City's been kind of a hiccup for the Red Raiders. I just have a different feeling about this year's team that they're poised to go on a run here in OKC even before we hit regional time.
Yeah, you know, I was watching Mason on the mound, and, you know, I was interested because it looked to me like Baylor was a little flat. I was wondering about the 9 a.m. start time, but Mason looked locked in right away. There was just something about him on them, his presence. I was watching him, I was like, boy, he looks like he's locked in.
Yeah, his you know, when he struggles, and it's this way for so many pitchers, he falls behind in counts, and then it starts to get a little easier to guess what's coming. He worked out in front like crazy today. And if you go back to the Kansas game, the last one where we had Chase Hampton start, Hampton is a freshman that's starting to work his way into a starting role. He lived in front of the Jayhawks, too. He was tremendous in getting out front. So, yeah, the bullpen continues to be a big question mark for this team, but the starting pitching has not allowed an earned run in the last 25 innings. So, you know, you start to pair that with this offense that's got Jace Young, Drew Baker, Braxton Fulford, and you're like, starting to cook up something a little special here. And, you know, just 2 days ago, yesterday, I guess, you get Tim Tadlock and his news that he's got a lifetime contract now at Texas Tech. So, man, things are going good right now. It's a lot of fun to be around.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, about this lifetime contract. You know, we're starting to see that more and more. But it kind of makes sense. I mean, listen, he's done a great job. When you're established, it's like, why worry about, you know, disrupting, turning over the apple cart? Just stick with what you've got and let's just lock him down.
Well, he's so good to Texas Tech and such a good representative and a guy that played there and knows what you need to do to win there. And it's exciting to be around this whole thing that's turning into a juggernaut. And I don't see it slowing down, Bill. It's, you know, this is the time where Texas Tech turns it on. Now, they usually wait till after the Big 12 tournament and then start when regionals and super regionals roll around. But I'm liking these guys' chances. You know, things can certainly turn, but they've fought through all these injuries and all this difficulty and just now are becoming tough to stop.
Well, if you're listening to this on Big 12 this week, perhaps you've downloaded it as a podcast or you're listening on Sirius XM Channel 375. On Thursday evenings, you know, we're obviously progressing through the Big 12 tournament. So, Jeff, I'll have you look through, and we're talking with Jeff Haxton, the voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They had the first game on Wednesday, 9 o'clock, an 11-4 Red Raiders win over Baylor. So I'll have you kind of read the tea leaves. How do you see this tournament playing out? I know you are very optimistic about what Texas Tech can do, but as you kind of look over the two divisions, what do you like? What sticks out?
Oh, I love Bedlam being on tap here tonight. I love Ty Madden going on the mound for Texas. I love K-State and TCU rematching it up from their last regular season series. There are teams that there's just a few that are locked in. They know that things are going to be good when that selection rolls around. But there's also a lot of teams fighting to improve their status. Trying to, if you're K-State, you're trying to win this thing to you can get the automatic bid. Sometimes we see crazy things happen like that. For instance, Oklahoma State a few years ago coming in as the 8 seed, and the only way they can go to the tournament is to win this tournament, and they did it. So I just look forward to a lot of great baseball, and it's been fun. I love these tournaments so much, Bill, because you battle and you try to beat each other up all year long, then you get to gather here and see what you can do in a tournament setting in a great ballpark. I'm a little bit sad that this is the last year here in Oklahoma City with my background being an Oklahoman and a transplant to West Texas. I love coming back here where the grass is green and the dirt is out there and, you know, you get those uniforms a little dirty. There's so much to like about it. So I just love this event and I wish everybody luck in it.
Yeah. So there's a 50% capacity. Is that what it's set at? For the tournament.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's unfortunately, that's kind of the way this thing is attended anyway. The only time you get really big crowds is if Oklahoma State or Oklahoma are doing anything. So, but hopefully the baseball fans will turn out because it's going to be good.
Yeah, yep, it's been pretty interesting to watch so far. So, all right, well, listen, we'll keep in touch with you because I expect Texas Tech to make a nice deep run. I like their team. I've liked them. I'm waiting for them to catch fire, and this might be it at the right time of the season.
Yeah, I feel like we're right on the precipice of that happening, Bill, and hopefully that'll continue.
Jeff Haxton, thank you so much taking time to join us after calling a great baseball game. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much.
All right, more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it. But we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66, live to the full.
Safe! At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri. This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safe! At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 This Week, where you can download the show as a podcast on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com. Wherever you subscribe to podcasts, search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. My guest right now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Jennifer Rocha, the associate coach and pitching coach of the Oklahoma Sooner softball team. Jennifer, nice to speak with you.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
I'm sure it's a busy week of preparation, getting ready for Super Regionals. I wanted to ask you this, as the associate head coach and the pitching coach, Oklahoma offensively has put up huge numbers. And I went back and I looked, 30 of the 48 wins, your team has scored double digits. How does having an offense that scores that much affect the way that you handle your pitchers and how you approach a game? Can you be a little more aggressive? Can you leave pitchers in there to maybe try to figure things out, knowing that, hey, our offense might help us out? Does that change your approach at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to, you know, the intent is to execute the game plan, but man, having an offense that can put up numbers, as the pitching coach, and what I try to tell our pitchers is, they make it easy for us, and it allows us to be able to make mistakes. I mean, every pitcher is going to make a mistake. Sometimes they get capitalized on, sometimes they don't. It's the nature of pitching, but it should make it a lot easier to pitch. It does make it a lot easier to pitch, and they should pitch free and easy. You know, the hitters are always telling us, we got you, and it's a great feeling to have.
Let's talk about your pitching staff. G and Shannon Sale, they've been carrying the load, but I know Nicole May has stepped in and has done a solid job for you. Just tell our listeners a little bit about your pitching staff and what you've been impressed with this season from them.
You know, it's kind of cool to have a veteran staff. Obviously, COVID created the super senior effect, which is what we have in Shannon Sale and G Juarez, and it's really awesome just to see them mature, you know, both as transfers into our program. Getting that extra year has really been invaluable with them to get them more locked in, keep them hungry, keep them with a good drive. And it's awesome. I love being able to just spend one extra year. I always want one more year with every pitcher. And I got it this year. So it's been a lot of fun with those two super seniors. And Nicole May is, I mean, she's really been shining bright right from about the middle of our season through now, really stepping in and having some big innings for us.
Super Regionals for the Oklahoma Sooners that are taking on the Washington Huskies. Shannon Sale only pitched 3 2/3 innings at Regionals. How big was that? How much of that was the plan to maybe limit her innings, but just to be able to kind of save her for Super Regionals?
Yeah, what's kind of nice in having the pitching staff that we have is we can play some matchup pieces with them and really look at our opponents and decide what the best matchup is and what we're looking at, what we're trying to do to keep the opponents to a minimum. And that's what ended up shaking out for us here in our regional matchup. And so it's nice to be able to have, you know, be able to pick and choose whichever one we want that's going to give us the best opportunity for a moment or for a few innings, for a whole game, deciding the best matchup. I think that's been the fun part, a little bit different for our game of softball, but we have the pieces to do it.
Jennifer Rocha, the associate head coach and pitching coach for the Sooner softball team, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And, you know, we talked about the offense, and I want to go back to that regional clinching game against Wichita State. You started sophomore Olivia Raines, and then you had to bring in Alana Thede, and they couldn't make it through the first inning, but you kind of had that luxury to maybe rest some of your star pitchers for that, and you fall behind, I think it was 4-0, and then you go on and score 24. Kind of a unique game in that aspect, but I wanted to go back to Nicole May because she comes out and finishes that inning and then finishes it for you. You know, in football, they talk about running backs, and they say it's great to have a pair and a spare. And you've got your pair with Sale and G. But, boy, Nicole May, I mean, how vital of a role could she play this weekend against Washington?
Oh, she's huge. She's huge, just as are Sale and G. It's tough to prepare for a full pitching staff. I know that as the opponent, being on the other side of Oklahoma for a little while and now being in it, it's, yeah, I think, like I was saying before, it's kind of where our sport, I think, is turning to. You know, the games are at a minimum because of COVID this year, but it's hard to beat somebody in a series. And that's the honest truth. And being able to have, like I said, just different matchup pieces, knowing the future of our program, you know, Nicole's going to be able to carry the torch handed to her by Giselle and Shannon moving forward. It's awesome. It's awesome. They're all in a good place right now. And being able to have our pick at any given time is really, really cool. It's something we've talked about, which is why you saw Olivia on the mound. We prepared them for moments, for matchups, pieces. You know, you think about the Rays, it was last year, and even the year before that, kind of, you know, pitching backwards, so to speak, with your closers or middle relievers out of the bullpen, kind of in a starting position, and then coming in with a starter later. I mean, I think we have some of those options in our bullpen, and it's been fun.
Scout the Huskies for us, and how are they offensively, and what threats do they pose?
They, you know, Washington is, they're a really good team. Offensively, they're showing power, they're showing speed. They like to put the ball, you know, they put the runners in motion on the bases historically, and still this weekend, I know they're going to come out with good athletes looking to steal bags with some power behind those short game threats that they have. They're a good team with a good pitching staff also. So we've got our work cut out for us.
You know, Jennifer, my perception as an outsider looking at softball is, and I don't even know if I say like the number of years going back, but, you know, we talk now about pitching staffs, but it seemed to me like back in the day, whatever the day was when I was younger, it seemed like there was one pitcher and that was like your ride or die. And that was it. You went with them until their arms or legs fell off. And but it's different though. Talk about how pitching and pitchers have kind of grown the sport.
Yeah. And you know, I think the offensive threat has grown and has made the bullpen mold a lot different with the new technology that we're finally getting trickled down from baseball, with, you know, being able to see launch angles and all of those fun numbers, the fun back end numbers, all that stuff's trickling down. And it's really, in my opinion, there's a lot more out there for hitting than there is for pitching at the moment. And so the hitter's development, their ability to cover both sides of the plate and different speeds, they're getting so good. And in order to keep up with that, and it's just, you know, we're kind of, you have the major league and then you have Major League Baseball and then you've got college softball. And now you're seeing the tides turn in the circle for us on the softball side, where one pitcher, where back in the day, you're right, Bill, they used to dominate and you used to be able to ride one arm till the end. And there are times where you still can, but it's not as likely. You're going to have to prepare for multiple pitchers. And it's hard to pitch 3 days and win a series back to back to back. And be 100% effective. There's just too much out there now that helps the offense.
Yeah, it's fascinating. That's a fascinating answer. Well, listen, I'm so glad we were able to get you on and highlight this program and the success that the Sooners have had this season. It's been fun to watch and fun to watch for a number of years. Best of luck this weekend against the Huskies, and hopefully we can catch up with you real soon.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Another big super regional matchup coming up between a pair of teams, Texas and Oklahoma State. We'll talk with Mike White, the head coach of Longhorn softball, next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
safe!
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Mike White, the head coach of Texas softball, joining us on Big 12 this week, which you can hear on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Coach White, congratulations on winning your regional.
Thank you very much. It was certainly a long day, but worthwhile in the end.
Yeah, talk about that. Dealing with the 5-hour rain delay, finishing after 1 o'clock in the morning. Just talk about how your players reacted and what you saw from them.
Well, obviously, you always talk about the controllables and uncontrollables, and weather's one of the uncontrollables. So that was the first thing. So they were kind of prepared for that to start. And then once we saw the weather forecast and the layout of the time, it was like, okay, when do we need to get them to warm up? But we don't want them to warm up and then sit down, But we waited as long as we could until we were supposed to be a first window. I think it was at like, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. So we had them prepared at that time. But then again, they said, it's not going to go till about 8 o'clock now. And so there was a bit of a time period there. And I think we came out a little bit flat, which was tough. It was tough to kind of, keep them up, but fortunately we were able to regain our composure and play well in the second game.
You got a great performance in that decisive game from Molly Jacobson inside the circle.
Yes, absolutely. She really came through for us when we needed her. She had only thrown, one other complete game all year. So for her to do that in that situation for our team is huge.
I want to go back to finishing at 1 o'clock in the morning. How does finishing that tournament that late, does it adjust? You have to adjust your schedule, mess with your schedule this week now, trying to catch up on sleep, or what does that do?
No, not really. You know, I think you just, I know yesterday we gave him completely day off, you know, complete day off. We don't have to at this time of year because we're in postseason, but you know, I always think it's best for the student athletes just to maybe get away and just, you know, get back to kind of some normalcy in their day life, you know, get to sleep in a little bit. And of course, today we'll get back at it. We start weights at 8 o'clock in the morning. They've started, and then we head into batting practice this morning, hitting practice. So, you know, we'll be back on schedule. Not a problem.
Mike White is the head coach of Texas softball, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. On to Super Regionals at Oklahoma State, and we'll talk about that upcoming series here in a moment. Coach White, for those listeners who don't know, you were the former coach at Oregon for, I believe, 9 seasons. Emotionally, mentally, was it an advantage, a disadvantage, needing to play Oregon after being there for so long?
Well, you know, the toughest thing about it was the rankings and where they should be at. I mean, they'd beaten number one team, or then number one team, UCLA, a couple of times. And so, you know, there was a lot of theories about, you know, just the matters, not so much just the Ducks, but it was the fact that they were, you know, obviously a very good team. And now I felt that they felt slighted about where they were ranked, you know, having to be a number two seed coming out to Texas. So, you know, that part of it alone was tough. And then you add in the fact that I was there for 9 seasons and knew a lot of their players from having recruited them, et cetera. So yeah, it was tough, but you try to kind of just focus on playing the game and just like you would anybody else. And that's what we did. And, you know, our former Duck players said they got my back. And so I think they picked their game up a little bit. So, but it was fun. It was definitely exciting. And a lot of people were looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. So Super Regionals now against Oklahoma State, a team you're familiar with. Your Longhorns got swept by the Cowgirls less than a month ago. And in all three games, your offense had opportunities, just couldn't get that run, get that hit when you needed it. And then first game of the Big 12 tournament, I think you left 12 runners stranded. So, Coach White, frustrating or encouraging that your team is getting chances to score?
Well, we talk a lot about perspective, and obviously, you know, that's the perspective we've got to take, is the fact we're actually getting on base against a pretty good pitching staff frequently. But, yeah, the part about not scoring runs, we've isolated that, and that's not wasn't just against them. It's other teams as well that, you know, when we've kind of struggled a little bit, we haven't been scoring the runs. So, and, you know, this weekend, last weekend coming up against the Ducks, we only scored 3 runs as it was, I believe. So it was somewhat of a struggle getting runs. But, you know, pitching staffs have a lot to do with it. Oklahoma State has a very good pitching staff. Yeah, we should continue to get people on base and drive them in this time. And that's what we hope to do.
Talk about the pitching matchups in game one. And then how important is the first game, winning it in a super regional, especially when you're on the road?
You know, I've been to 9 of them, or this will be my 10th one, I believe. And, you know, I'm of the believing that actually the second game is the biggest game because it's a momentum game. You know, even though it's held over 3 days now, it used to be held where you played 1 and then you played 2 on the next day if necessary. And now we've changed it to 3 days in a row. But I'm a believer of the second game is a momentum game because, you know, you've won that last game. Now it's a do or die and puts a little more pressure on the team that won the first game. So I've been in both situations. I've lost and won in both situations. But so we're actually looking at, not that we want to give away the first game. There's no doubt that we'll be out there trying to win that first game. But that second game is bigger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you mentioned it. I mean, you have reached, I saw this on the Texas Athletic website, you've reached at least the Super Regional round in every year of your head coaching career. That is incredible. What's the secret?
Winning the regional. You know, you don't win that, you don't go. But, I've certainly been very fortunate to have good teams behind me, and they've played well in those situations. So, you know, being to 5 College World Series, and that's not easy either. You know, I think the parity amongst all the teams across the country has gotten better. It's certainly tough. You can see that by some of the upsets and the scores. So it certainly is fun, though. You know, it's great to be playing at this time of season. I enjoy it. I love the competition of it. And you know, the pressure's there. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah. Coach Mike White from Texas. You hear his accent. He's from New Zealand, became a U.S. citizen in 1994. You don't have the Texas twang yet. And what, you've been there for three seasons now. When is that going to change?
Well, I'm working on y'all, so, you know.
Outstanding. Well, listen, you've done a great job, obviously, and it's going to be a fun weekend to watch the Big 12 rivals go at each other. Best of luck, and thank you for your time, Coach White.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Big 12 this week will continue from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 this week, where you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I saw this on KansasCity.com, their website. Jordy Nelson, the former K-State football player, is bringing a charity event to Manhattan. Of course, Nelson was an 11-year NFL veteran with the Packers and the Oakland Raiders, was a star with the K-State Wildcats, started as a walk-on, but he's going to host his inaugural Jordy Nelson Legends softball game September 12th at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The event will raise money for Young Life, and it'll also fund a K-State football scholarship reserved for a walk-on. So a great event. It's something that Jordy has been tied into a long time. And just to kind of give us a little more information on this charity event and what Jordy is up to is the area director for Young Life in Manhattan, Kansas, and that's Brock Glenn.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it. But as far as the softball game and how it came about, Jordy and his wife, Emily, and I have a relationship dating back to our days at Riley County. And so we've known each other since we were kids. And so, but as life has it, took us on our different paths. And Jordy, actually, when he went into the NFL and got up into Green Bay, he got involved with Young Life there, just with his own beliefs and faith and where he was at in life, and got plugged in up there. And the opportunity came up for them to do a softball charity game up there. And so he started doing that. And then for myself, I was actually in Wichita doing Young Life. And just so happened that about the same time, a position came available in Manhattan. And I moved up here, and Jordy soon there retired out of Oakland, and they moved back as well to make their home here in Manhattan as well. And so we both kind of, our paths converged again, and we were both back here, them having experience and doing the softball game for Young Life up in Green Bay, and then me being on staff with Young Life. It was just a natural fit, and it was cool to see how the paths came back together. And so Jordy's always been about supporting the local community here, and Emily as well. And so that was their heart and their desire to try to bring that to Manhattan. And so that's how the softball game came to be. And at the same time, get to celebrate Kansas State through the process by inviting some of those great athletes back to play in it as well.
Yeah, Kevin Lockett, David Allen, Michael Bishop, some of the names. And we'll talk about the game and Young Life, but I want to go back, though, to knowing him from such a very young age. So did you guys kind of lose contact and then come back together because of this, or had you always stayed in contact during his NFL career? That's a fascinating part of this story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
I wouldn't say we ever necessarily lost contact per se. But at the same time, as you know, as people go
life
through
happens.
Life, there's times where you're closer together, and there's times when you're probably a little bit more distant just because of physical distance even. And so, but it was cool growing up in a school at Riley County High School, a school of 200 students at the time when we were there, pretty much, you know, everybody, and everybody knows you. And so it's a real small, tight knit community that really has a cool bond. And so with that, we just pretty much grew up together. And so we knew each other really well and what we were about. And so I would say once I actually came on staff and learned that they had plugged in with Young Life in Green Bay, I know I reached out to Emily once or twice, and just thought that was really cool about what they were doing. And they've always been true to themselves. And so that's what's been cool to see through their process, even, is just who they remain to be faithful to who they've always been. And for myself, it was just also a neat experience to have somebody that knew Young Life, because growing up in the town we did, Young Life was just very new in Manhattan when we were kids. And so we weren't really that much involved at the time. And so both of us coming back as adults and getting to do the ministry of Young Life kind of together has been really cool, just to see how that's all played out. So
Well, that's great. So Jordan and Emily working with you, Brock Glenn, who is the area director for Young Life in Manhattan. This softball game, charity softball game, will take place after the season opener for K-State football, and it will help local charities, nonprofit organizations, and then also assist in funding a football scholarship for a walk-on player, which is how Jordy started. So tell us a little bit more about the game, too, from what you know so far. I mean, we're still quite a ways out, but you guys have to start planning, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's all fairly new, but it's going to be at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, and it's going to be a game where we're going to have some old K-State players of the past, but also some recent ones as well, come back to play, and just a chance for us to even celebrate them and all that they've done. Especially, I know as a kid growing up, watching many of those athletes play on such a high level was pretty cool. And so getting to celebrate them is also a win too. But yeah, and so that game will be at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in the fall. So we're excited for it. Should be a fun day for all the kids to come out and just have a good time and do something for the community. So,
well, I know tickets will start as low as $5 for K-State students, outfield seats priced $8 to $12, some seats behind home plate $15 to $20. And then there's also a Nelson autographed softball for $75. So you're not going to break the bank, and you can certainly help out some great organizations. Brock, in our closing minutes, tell us about Young Life.
Yeah. So Young Life, we're a ministry here in town that has four different ministries. We've got one for college, we've got one for high school, we've got one for middle school, and we also have our Capernaum ministry, which is our Friends with Disabilities ministry. And so, but our mission really is to introduce adolescents to Jesus Christ and help them grow in their faith. And we do that by going to where they're at on their turf and just earning the right to be heard and loving them like Christ would love them. So that's really our goal, and our mission is just to walk side alongside kids and do real life with them. So
that's outstanding. If anyone is interested, whether in the Manhattan area, I know Young Life is across the country, so there may be other areas in the Big 12. Where should people go?
Yeah. If they want more information, you can always check out our website, which is manhattan.younglife.org. You can also contact me via email at mhkyounglife@gmail.com. And there's also contact information on the website as well. But we'd be happy to talk to you, as we have about 35 volunteer leaders that help sustain and make this ministry grow and go. And so, but along with that as well, I would say that we have many partners across this community here in Manhattan that make that happen. And so we're always looking for other people too that like to partner with us, just so we can love the kids better in our community here. And that starts with a lot of parents, loving and caring parents who want to get involved as well and love these kids. So we appreciate all the partners that stick with us to make this ministry possible too.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And it was great to see Jordy, you know, after stepping out of the limelight, to continue to do things like this and actually coming back home to take care of it. So a cool story. Brock, thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for having me. Appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing everybody out of the softball game this fall.
Yeah, and when we get a little closer to the event, let's catch back up again. Maybe we'll get Jordy with us too. We'll get some good childhood stories between the two of you.
There you go. That would be great.
Outstanding. All right, hang on. We'll wrap things up next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
sake!
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
All right, it will be a busy weekend on the diamond, baseball and softball. Our can't-miss games of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. We'll start with the Oklahoma Super Regional. The Sooners will be hosting the Washington Huskies. The first game Friday, 2 o'clock Central. You can watch that on ESPN2. Game 2 of that series will be Saturday, 2 o'clock Central, and you can watch that on ABC. And then the other Super Regional, of course, in Stillwater, Oklahoma State hosting the Texas Longhorns. Game 1 will be 4 o'clock Central on ESPN2. And then you can tune in on Saturday at 3 on ESPN for the second game of that series. That'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we'll be keeping an eye on which teams will be making it, which teams will be hosting regionals on the baseball side. I want to thank my guest, Brock Glenn from Young Life, Manhattan, Kansas, Texas Longhorns softball coach Mike White, Jennifer Rocha, the associate head coach and pitching coach for the Oklahoma Sooners, and Jeff Haxton, the voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders baseball team, who jumped on and talked about that first game from Wednesday. Appreciate having him on board. I appreciate having you on board every week. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. Be safe. And we'll talk to you again next week. I'm Bill Pollack with Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.